it's like a barrel, but it's smaller than a barrel. I don't mean it, a pan.
I bought some nails once not too long ago, and I was surprised because I didn't know how to buy them. I think you buy them by the weight, by the pound or whatever.
Have you ever heard of a container that would be small, like a
barrel?
Like a barrel, but a small one.
No.
What about if you went to a beer party? What would they have?
Oh, a keg of nails. Yeah, I see what you mean. Keg.
You have heard of a keg?
Uh-huh.
On a barrel, you know, there's those metal strips that go around.
Right.
What do you call this?
I don't know.
Well, a long time ago, or even it sort of came back in style in the 50s, women's dresses went out like this.
The hoops.
Mm-hmm. And if you had a bottle, like a bottle of wine, what would you put in the top?
A cork.
And what about if you had a decanter, a fancy decanter, what would you put in the top of that?
I don't know what you call it.
Would you call that a cork?
No, uh-uh.
What's a cork made out of?
To me, a cork's made out of rubber or cork.
So, what would a stopper be? Did you ever hear a stopper?
Yeah.
What would you use that for?
I mean, like for wine or something that you're talking about?
Oh, okay. It doesn't matter.
Well, a stopper to me would be something that you could use in a sink or something. I guess you could call that a stopper, but there's probably a more elaborate term for it, for the wine thing.
For the decanter?
Yeah, for the decanter.
And what's that little musical instrument you might have had when you were a child?
Harmonica?
Have you ever heard it called anything else?
Yeah, let's see. I've heard several different terms. Juice harp? Can't think of any more.
What about the kind that is another little instrument you hold
in
your teeth and you pluck?
I forgot what you call that.
Would you ever hear that called a juice harp?
Yeah, that's what, I'm sorry, I've got, yeah, that's a juice harp.
Oh, it is, so...
Uh-huh, I shouldn't have called it.
So the harmonica wouldn't be a juice harp?
No.
Have you ever heard the harmonica called a kind of harp, then? Like
I think so.
What about a mouth harp or a French harp or anything like that?
No.
And what do you hit nails with, if you like?
A hammer.
And on a wagon, if there are two horses pulling the wagon, there's a long wooden piece that goes out between the horses, and they sort of both connected to it. Would you know what that was called?
No.
Have you ever heard, like, that long wooden piece called anything? I mean, have you ever seen one?
I've seen one, but I don't know what it's called.
Have you ever heard it called anything, like a tongue or a pole or...
A tongue.
You have heard it called? What about if you had a buggy or something, you know, and a horse was pulling that, or a mule or a donkey? There are two poles on the front, stick out, things that stick out, and the animal is between them. You
know, I don't know.
Even a dog cart. And you connect them to that. Have you ever heard them called anything?
Mm-mm. I don't know what it is.
Anything like, you never heard it called anything? Like shafts?
Nuh-uh.
Well, on a wagon wheel, if it's made of wood or whatever, on the outside there's a little edging. The steel
rim? I don't know what it's called.
Well, have you ever heard of a felly? It's a kind of tower or something from it.
Nope.
Well, if a horse is hitched up to a wagon, there's a bar of wood that the traces and things that come back from the horse are connected to, that sort of moves with the horses. It's a big, heavy bar of wood there.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what it is.
Have you ever heard it called anything? Like